This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The UN cabinet has adopted a resolution expressing its profound grief over the loss of lives in the terrorist incident involving a car explosion near the Red Fort in Delhi. The cabinet observed 2 minutes silence in honor of the innocent lives lost. The cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to a national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting yesterday, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "Cabinet paid its solemn respects to the victims of this senseless act of violence and conveys its heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. The cabinet unequivocally condemned this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives."
The cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
Botswana will today hand over cheetahs for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. This was announced during the joint press briefing yesterday at the end of bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart, Duma Boko. Our correspondent covering this visit has more on this.
Presidents of India and Botswana will witness the release of the captured cheetahs into a quarantine facility near Gaborone. The event will mark a symbolic donation of cheetahs to India by Botswana. The handover signifies the start of a new chapter in bilateral cooperation in wildlife conservation between the two countries. The cheetahs will remain in the quarantine facility for some time before being translocated to India. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. President Duma Boko had said that this agreement demonstrates the spirit of shared environmental goals and promotion of biodiversity. Thanking Botswana for their support, President Murmu had said that India will take good care of these big cats. Manishiva, Akashwani News, Botswana.
President Murmu addressed the parliamentarians of Botswana. She is also scheduled to interact with the members of the Indian community in Botswana today before concluding her visit. Counting of votes, the assembly elections in Bihar will take place tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 4-6 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar. The electronic voting machines, EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all the candidates have been sealed, were kept under tight security in strong rooms. Our correspondent reports that the counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. BJP MP Aparajita Sarangi has been appointed as the chairperson of the Joint Committee of Parliament to examine the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill, the Jammu Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill, and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill. The 31-member panel has 4 members from the opposition ranks, 15 from the BJP, 11 from the NDA constituents, and 1 nominated member. Several opposition parties, such as the Congress and Trinamool Congress, had announced that they will not be part of the committee. The parties had argued that the bills violate the fundamental principle of law of a person being innocent until proven guilty and resort to automatic sacking of the Prime Minister, Chief Ministers and Ministers if they fail to get bail within a month of arrest in serious criminal matters. The bills seek to remove the Prime Minister, Chief Ministers and Union and State Cabinet Ministers if they are arrested or detained for 30 days straight on serious charges. Several Sri Lankan cricketers who are currently in Pakistan for a 3-match ODI series have requested to return home, citing safety concerns following a deadly bomb blast in Islamabad that killed 12 people. In response, Sri Lanka Cricket SLC has acknowledged the request from the players but directed them to continue the series as per the schedule. The second ODI match between the two teams is scheduled for today in Rawalpindi, which is hardly 20 kilometres away from Islamabad. In men's cricket, India will host South Africa for a 2-match test series starting tomorrow. The opening match will be played at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Shubman Gill-led Indian side will continue their winning streak against Teva Bhumas Proteas after a clean sweep against West Indies at home. The World Test Championship campaign also continues to gather momentum, with India sitting third in the rankings. After beginning their 2025-27 WTC cycle, India registered a 2-2 draw in England following a 2-0 sweep at home against West Indies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.